echoed in the land of Karbala. But it was not the blaring of the drums that commenced the tears. Rather, the beating of Zainab's heart erupting with fear, knowing that the time is near. The time is near.
Brother, brother, don't you hear the uproar of the enemy's army reaching near?
Just now, I saw the Holy Prophet in a dream, and he told me I was going to him. Sister, don't be sad. Be calm. Allah will bless you.
My master, the enemy has reached. What is to be done?
My brother Abbas, may my life be sacrificed for you. Mount your horse and go and ask them why they have launched an attack at this time and what new progress has taken place.
Oh people, what is the reason for your sudden attack?
We have received orders from our emir that either you should surrender immediately or we shall fight against you.
Do not take any hasty steps until I give you a message to get a reply from your mama's friend. My master, they're demanding for you to surrender or they'll kill the attack.
Go back to them, and if possible, ask them for more time. Until tomorrow morning, so that we may offer prayers to Allah and seek His forgiveness. Allah knows that I love to offer prayers, to recite the Quran, and ask for His forgiveness.
It is the final night for the army of Hussein. It is the final night for Abbas, Qasim, Akbar, and Zuhair bin Qayn. The final night for the leaves of Hussein's family tree. The final night the women and children will be adorned with these jewels of safety. It is the final night.
I am thankful to you all for your affection and your willingness to help. But I assure you that Yazid is only thirsty for my blood. I hereby discharge you from the obligation under your pledge of allegiance and release you from all bonds pledged to assist me. I like that you have me now and go back to your homes. I shall not hold you responsible if you go away now, as it is not obligatory for you to remain with me. If you feel shy to leave before my eyes, I shall make it easier for you by putting out the lights, so that in the darkness, no one can see who has left the camp.
Woe to the life without you.
Even if we were to be killed 1,000 times, we would still fight against the oppressor to protect our imam and his just cause.
I am indeed proud to have such companions. Neither the prophets of before, nor my grandfather, nor my father have had such devoted companions as I now have at this time of adversity.
Hur was not only his name, but his reality. Like a bird, he was destined to be free. Yet even as he was a victim of the enemy's puppetry, he was able to find what others could not see. And to and fro he paced. To and fro he paced the night before the treacherous day. But it was not the pacing of the limbs, but the pacing of his heart, that from the enemy he broke away, like a fallen leaf that changes colors. Away he flew. Away he flew with the army of Allah did he stand true. For the message of Islam did he fall for the truth. Free in this world and free in the next. Hur was not only his name, but his destiny.
Son, lay down your arms. My mom, please forgive me for my unforgivable sin.
I am pleased with you, and your Lord the Creator is also pleased with you.
My master, please allow me and my son to fight for you.
Lord, you are my guest. How can I let you die for me?
Please, my master, allow me to live my life for you.
Your mother named you well. Lord, free in this life and free in the next.
Hussein's nephew, Hassan's pride and joy, awaits so anxiously, thinking if only his uncle would give him permission, if only his uncle would see his submission, if only his father was alive today, would he have his chance to be slain, if only his father was alive today, would his mother share his pride and joy, if only his father was alive today, would someone aid in cherishing the pieces of Qasim's body and the Aba of Hussein, if only.
If I get killed, please do not weep for me.
My son, although I love you dearly, I shall not weep for you. Nothing would make me happier than to see my son give his life for Islam.
Allah, I thank you for accepting my sacrifice. My heart is filled with pride, for my two sons have given their lives for your religion. My uncle, please give me permission to go and fight for you.
My son, you are very young, and your mother's only son. I cannot let you go and fight.
My son, your father said that if you were ever in difficulty to give you the son.
A day will come when my brother Hussein will be facing an army of tens of thousands. That will be the day when Islam will be needed to be saved by sacrifice. You must represent me on that day.
My uncle, a letter from my father.
Oh, my brother's son, how can I stop you from doing what your father wanted you to do? Bismillah, go. May Allah be with you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
My uncle, please do not be upset. I do not fear death. Death for me is sweeter than honey.
The sacrifice of Abbas is truly one from cradle to grave, one that each part of him can testify how worthy he proved as Allah's slave. From the windows of his soul, his eyes, once filled with tears of worship, now brimmed with blood, the heart once erupting with Sakina's love, now pierced in regret as a puddle of mud, and the arms once lifted in prayer to Allah, now lay on the barren land of Karbala. But most of all, it is his mouth that proved his submission as no other. Once declaring Hussein as his Mola, now utters his last salam to his brother.
My master, please let me go fight for you.
Abbas, you are the captain of my army. By Allah, God, I cannot let you go and fight now.
My master, please let me bring water for the children who are dying of thirst.
Bismillah, my brother. Bring the children water to quench their thirst. May Allah be with you.
My master, I've come to say goodbye.
My brother, come and embrace me. My brother, I want a gift from you. I want your sword.
My lips cannot welcome you, and Sakina has quenched your thirst.
Do not let that water reach the sand camp. We will all be doomed.
Ya Allah, do not let them kill my uncle Abbas. I will never ask for water again.
Why did you take the trouble to come over here? Go back to the camp and look after Sakina.
My dear brother, all your life you have served me and my children. Is there anything I can do for you in your last moments of life?
Nanaka, when I was first born, I looked at your face. Can you please wipe the blood up on my face so I can look at your face one more time before I die? My master, please do not take my camp back. Please do not take my body back to the camp. I do not wish Sakina to see me like this.
My brother, I too have a wish to be fulfilled. Ever since childhood, you have always called me master. For once, at least call me your brother before your last breath.
My brother, my mom.
With the birth of son, a father dreams of his child's future, his many destinies. But what was of Hossein's dreams? Surely it could not have been the nightmare he had seen. Had he dreamt of allowing Akbar to fight, knowing that he would lose his life? Did he dream of following his son to the battlefield, longing to be his protection, his shield? Was it part of Hossein's dream to think, to be unable to quench his Akbar's thirst with a drink? Did he dream running on the land of Karbala, yelling, Ain Ali in Nineveh? But I wonder most of all the scenes, was it Hossein who dreamed of ripping any dream or aspiration apart, tearing an arrow from Akbar's heart?
Father, please give me permission to go and fight the enemies of Islam.
Akbar, you have my permission. May Allah be with you. But Akbar, know how much your mother, sisters, and aunts love you. Go and say farewell to them.
Oh, Akbar, how can we live without you?
Assalamu alaikum, oh my father, my last salams to you!
Abbas, now that this brother of yours needs you the most, where have you gone? Akbar, why do you only embrace me with one hand? Father, I too have come to my khabar!
Every man who stood with Hossein last night, today lay slain after their brave fight. Alone Hossein was to defend the truth. Alone Hossein was with no man to turn to. Wait, Baba, I am still alive, wailed Askar through his thirsty cries. But little did Rabab know, as she gave her heart away to go, the Asghar she prayed would defend Islam one day, honored his faith in the most brutal way. So much that the mighty Hossein wavered back and forth, witnessing a mother's pain. Asghar's cries were heard no more. But her baby's cry is what Rabab
Rabab, I will take him to Yazid's army. Surely they cannot deny this infant a few drops of water. Child has done you no harm. He is dying of thirst. Is there anyone that can provide him a few drops of water?
Beware, my soldiers. Do not be lured by Hussein's word. He's only tricking you into getting some water for himself. Even if he only gets one sip, it will strengthen him, and many of us will lose our lives.
If you are afraid that I will drink the water for myself, then look, I will put him on the ground, and you may quench his thirst for him. Asghar, my son, show them how thirsty you are.
Thank you.
With all his men slain and Oscar's blood on his hands, alone Hussein stands, alone, so very alone. As Zain al-Abidin embraces his father and says goodbye, he must now defend Islam alone, so very alone. As Zainab helps her brother mount his horse one final time, she is left to protect the women and children alone, so very alone. As Sakina sleeps upon the chest of her father one last time, she will now sleep alone, so very alone. But it is the warrior of Allah who had brought back all the fallen souls that now lay upon a bed of arrows in Karbala alone, so very alone.
Pause. Boss, I am very alone, so very alone.
Father, father, why are you alone? Where's Uncle Abbas? Where's Uncle Qasim? Where's... Oh, why are you alone?
Son, no man except for you or I is left alive. All of them have died for Islam. My son, what are you doing?
To fight Yazid's army.
No, my son. You're too ill for jihad. I have come to say my farewell. Look after the ladies and children. Look after the ladies and children for me. And my son, when you reach Medina, give my love to Sugra. Tell her that I wish I could be with her, and I wish I could have hugged her before they killed me. And tell her, and tell your, and give my salams to your friends, and tell them to think of me when they drink water. O Zainab, O Kulsoom, O Sakina, O Rukaya, O Rabab, O Fizza, my greetings to you. Farewell to you all.
Ya Allah, do not let them kill my father. Do not let them make me a
demon. Sakina, you are the great granddaughter of the Holy Prophet. I love you so much that if you tell me not to go, I will not. But then Islam will be destroyed. How will you or I face up to the Holy Prophet on the Day of Judgment? Halman Nasir Yansurna, is there anyone to help us? For those of you who do not know me, I am the grandson of the Holy Prophet. I am on the path of truth. Yazid personifies falsehood and corruption. He will lead you away from Islam. Do not follow him. Do not kill the grandson of Allah's messenger. Allah will never forgive you.
Do not fall victim to Hussein's oratory. Kill him.
Thank you. خدا به هم را برو سقا به اسقرم بده جواب ببین گل نخورد آب لرزش دستای رباب لرزش دست دایر و با به اسقرم بده جواب ببین گل نخورد آب لرزش دست دایر و با لرزش دست دایر و تو دست من بذار دستای گرم تو تو دست من بذار دستای گرم تو بذار که پاک کنم عرق شرم تو سقار و غیبم از خیر آب گذر میگه نزار بره شاید که بر نگشت اگه نخوردم آب فدا سرت سرت